Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here in front of our home computer today. Our ministry, Daily Encouragement Net, has the intent of encouraging and instructing in the Word of God. Today's message is titled, The Diversity of Heaven. Listen as Brooksine reads the scripture text from Revelation 5, verse 9.
And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
Last night, Brooksine and I listened to a message by David Jeremiah on our car radio. He is a long-standing and highly respected Bible teacher we have appreciated for many years. He's preaching a series on heaven, and we were both edified as we listened to strong, scripture-based teaching on this topic.
Well, sadly, like many scriptural and historical doctrines, the doctrine of heaven is under attack today. Yesterday, Stephen was reading a blog that made this critical point. Emergents, progressives, and liberals deny the inerrancy, inspiration, and authority of the scriptures. So it's no surprise that they have developed a man-made view of heaven and reject biblical teaching about the last things.
But we who believe the Bible to be the inspired, inerrant, and authoritative Word of God recognize that heaven is an awe-inspiring place that defies human description. There's so much never witnessed before by human eye that awaits the redeemed. Several times in the book of Revelation, we see this indication of the broad scope of redemption.
Well, we enjoy being in multicultural type settings. For one thing, it gives us a sense of what heaven is going to be like. Our favorite choir is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. What a joy to see this company of the redeemed sing together with one heart and one voice.
Several years ago, I was at a conference in Boston and met a young engineer from Ghana, West Africa, who was employed on the Big Dig project there in Boston. He came to this country to study and planned to return to his home country. He came over here as a vibrant Christian and kept his faith. What a lift it was to share together the joys of serving the Lord, though our color, culture, and economic backgrounds vastly differed.
Scripture goes on to say, and they sang a new song. Well, there are special occasions here on earth where a gifted songwriter takes on the assignment of writing an original song to reflect a particular theme. We might hear these new songs in movies, at conventions, or in seasonal musicals. The new song offered in this context is one that could not be sung until the Lamb had taken the book. It's an original composition that will surely reverberate praise to God for those from all mankind who were redeemed from the curse of sin, finished their life's course, and endured to the very end. As we read this text, we wonder who will compose it and if it's a perpetual new song.
The verse goes on to say, you, speaking to the Lamb, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. In heaven, we will forever recognize, celebrate, and fully understand the total significance of Christ's redemptive death on the cross, and we will declare his worth.
Scripture goes on to say, with your blood you purchased men for God. Jesus paid it all. The great old hymn states those precious words, and Christ's blood never loses its power to redeem the lost.
And the verse concludes with this great, great phrase that really is the source of today's message. From every tribe and language and people and nation, end quote. This is the diversity of heaven. I wonder to what degree we will maintain features that distinguish us on earth as we gather with the redeemed from every tribe and language and people and nation. What a privilege it is to be among the redeemed as we together worship him who sits on the throne. And then I consider a great, great old hymn of the church as I conclude before Brooksine's prayer. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all.
Let's pray together. Father, we are so glad for the revelation that you gave to the Apostle John. As he was permitted to see worship circles in heaven, he gives us a glimpse of the unending praise that surrounds your throne. Though we continue to travail here on earth, we already join our spirits with those around the throne who declare with one voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Amen.
Amen. What a joy that will be together with the redeemed. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We share that because we always post additional materials, or virtually always, that may be of interest to listeners that can't be conveyed audio. Today is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. Today we have a beautiful picture I took this morning right outside her bedroom window. We had 2 or 3 inches of fresh snow last night. Brooksine hollered down to me when I was working, "Oh, the view from out of our window to our backyard." And we're pleased to share that with you today. We also have a number of audio or video links, generally YouTube links of songs, and I've got 3 by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir we referred to in the message, all of them related to heaven, incidentally. Then we have a video of that great hymn, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," that a portion was quoted at the end, and then another one that seems to go, "Crown Him with Many Crowns." Finally today, and it is an excellent series, and it's great to see ministries that use the web. David Jeremiah has had a long-standing radio ministry, but check today on that particular message we heard last night is already posted on the website and is available to listen to if you care to do so. We have a link to that. Well, thank you for joining us today. May the Lord encourage you and help us to recognize the true diversity of heaven, and even on this side to rejoice that people from every nation and every tribe and every people and every language are a part of the redeemed. The Lord bless you.